This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and we're here to take your calls about whatever you want, talking about the old system, the old banking system, and the old guard, the CEO, in this case, of J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the biggest banks in the United States, one of the top 10, I think probably top 3 banks, not just by holdings, but also locations. I mean, they're huge. He is attacking Bitcoin, saying that it's not a real thing. And eventually it will be closed, according to an article here at CNBC. With you in the studio tonight as we kick off hour number 3, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
He's saying here that he believes it's going to be closed, which, as we explained in the last hour, is impossible. There is nobody who's going to close down Bitcoin. The government might like to. Governments around the world might like to stop Bitcoin because it is a threat to their government money system, to their fiat money system, where the governments can just print out money at will and inflate currencies and take wealth from their population and put it into the pockets of people like Jamie Dimon and other politically connected folks. So they don't like the idea of Bitcoin, but they can't stop it. There's no way for the government to stop Bitcoin. Otherwise, they would have tried it by now. They can't stop it. It's decentralized. It is distributed. There are thousands of nodes around the globe that are running the Bitcoin protocols, and they, you know, you cannot stop all of those thousands of nodes simultaneously. Even a multi-jurisdictional coordinated effort could not shut down Bitcoin. It is an impossible task. So this guy doesn't know what he's talking about, but he acts like he does. He claims that it's worse than the tulip bulb craze in the 17th century. And as you pointed out, Mark, in kind of explaining what that was, you pointed out that anybody could get into tulip bulbs. They can grow, you know, grow their own tulips and compete in that marketplace. It was a bubble, but this is, you know, and maybe Bitcoin is having itself a bubble right now. It did just drop down from around $5,000 per Bitcoin over the last week to below $4,000. It's at around $3,900 right now.
I don't think that it's fair to call, you know, rises and falls in Bitcoin bubbles. You know, I don't, maybe it is like bubbles in the sense of effervescence. You know how bubbles keep rising to the surface of, say, a carbonated beverage.
Mm-hmm.
It may be in that sense, but as I understand bubbles tend to be sort of this dramatic rise and this fall, right? Like it takes the stairs up and then the elevator down, right?
But how far does it have to fall down for it to be considered a
bubble?
And
how long does it have to stay there?
Because it just fell by 25%.
It did 20%, more like
20%.
A sizable number, no doubt. But how long does it have to stay down for it to count? Because if you buy in at the peak at 4,500,
was 5,000.
What is it?
The peak was 5,000.
But 4,900.
Yeah.
You buy at the 4,900, it falls to 3,800.
Yep.
It rises within 2 months back to, you know, up to 6,500. Exactly what was the loss? I mean, yeah, if you buy at 4,500, sell at 3,800, then buy back at 6,500, yes. I mean, it is possible to screw this up.
Well, that's why holding the Bitcoin's
I have done that, and that's
plan.
Why I don't trade. That's why I hold.
Except you didn't. You cashed out your Bitcoin cash.
I got Bitcoin. cashed out my Bitcoin cash and paid off my house.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not. I don't feel bad about that at all.
I gotcha.
I'm really, really glad about cashing out some Bitcoin cash. And,
yeah, but you had said you were going to hold, and then you didn't. That's all.
Yeah,
that's
I advised funny. People to hold.
And then you didn't.
Ian, I paid off my house.
Okay, yeah, well,
your house
yeah,
was paid
you.
Off.
Good for you.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
good for you.
Mine wasn't.
That's cool, man.
It's a cruel thing to be joking about. I mean, you know, like it feels real good for me to
well,
be
it,
in
Well, it looked kind of funny when you had given people the advice of holding and then you yourself did not hold. That's all. That was all I was pointing out. I mean, good for you, man. You paid off your
was
house.
My
congratulations.
Advice good?
Huh?
Was my advice good?
I don't know. I don't think
holding.
It hasn't been long enough. I mean, generally, holding is a good thing, but, you know, if the price goes down,
right.
then it won't
yeah.
be good advice.
I certainly can't tell you that.
Then you sold at the bottom.
When I Look, you know,
had you followed your own advice, you would have been able to pay off your house twice.
Yes, if I had held on to it for a different period of time, I would have had more money and paid off, you know, my house with, you know, like, thanks for the reminders that I'm not perfect, Ian, but I knew that. You know, and the results that I've had are fantastic. I took out a loan on my house to buy Bitcoin. Did you do that?
No, I don't know anything about that.
You don't know anything about what?
I don't know about fancy investment schemes. So
it wasn't a fancy investment
scheme. You got a second mortgage to buy Bitcoin?
It was a home equity line.
Oh, okay.
Effectively a second
mortgage. Okay, all right. That's pretty dedicated, Mark.
Right, and I paid it off.
Good for you,
dumb. You know?
I'm not saying you're dumb.
I'm going to defend Mark.
I'm just saying you didn't do what you said you were going to do. That's all.
I recommended
it doesn't look good.
I recommended to people to hold.
Yeah.
And if they followed my recommendation, they did well.
That's right.
I made a choice for myself and my family that has worked out reasonably well.
Sure,
for
you got free money out of the deal. I mean, anybody who had Bitcoin before the split got free money, and you cashed out that free money. But you were a little spooked. I mean, you were spooked. You wanted it cashed out as soon as it possibly could be cashed out, and you got out as soon as you could. It was a very slow going process in those.
Really crappy technology at the time.
Early days, and unfortunately, you didn't know it was going to be like this. But ultimately, you did sell at the very bottom of the price of Bitcoin Cash. So all I was saying was, had you followed your own advice for just a few weeks, you would have done better and still would have been able to pay off your house.
That's all. That's true. Every single day in crypto, in the stock market, and in playing the lottery, there's something you could have done better.
Sure.
Than what you did.
Hindsight's always 20/20.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you could have sold it
better than 20/20.
Yeah. You could have sold it at the bottom, at what was the bottom, but then it might have bottomed out even more, and then you would have been, you know, you would have been able to push that in everybody's face.
Right.
But
hindsight's 20/20, and when it's in the possession of a smug jackass, it's even worse. Go ahead.
Let's go to James, speaking of that, in Arizona. Now, James, keep in mind you are under certain call restrictions here, so you're not going to be allowed to issue any threats anymore on the radio. And because I'm sure you're still going to type them on
smug jackass, I'm not issuing a threat. I'm guaranteeing you're going to apologize to me. You'll never want to meet me. And Mark Edgington.
And also, you can't keep calling about the same old things that you called about in the past. So you're either going to adhere to the new rules or you're going
to
experience another ban. Okay?
I'm responding to you. Talk about anything you like. Talk radio, you take control.
No, not you. You've got rules on your calls, so go ahead.
Right, Vincent. Not that you would care because you're not a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Edgington has this cudgel he likes to use where he claims that I'm an angry drunk with three Deweys.
All right, so you're calling about the same thing over and over again.
You know, James,
being a liar,
I actually, last night, I actually said, alleged last night, just to give deference to you and your complaint. I don't know how many times you've been arrested for a DUI. I can only look on the internet and read what I read. Now, you deny that, and that's fine. Fine. You seem really adamant about that, and I tend to believe
you
somebody's really adamant.
Like, no, it's not fine. You have a bunch of losers like Vincent, and I can go on and on, accusing me of having done something, including yourself.
But you have been going on and on, and it's getting really tiresome, James.
You were kicked off of Cody's show for violating the one rule, and it's don't be boring.
You've already violated the new rules, James.
Like I said, you're not a Christian, Vince. You don't care about the truth.
What do you know about Christianity? Where's your fruit of the Spirit? What is the love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control? You don't know anything about Christianity. Whatever you've got for a religion, I don't want it. Because if you're an example of it, it sucks.
Okay, let's talk about Christian. I like how you called the priest at the Church of the Ascension in Fountain Hills. Do me a favor, Mark Edgington, and put us on a three-way call and put it on live.
What's he referring to? Church of the who? What?
James talks about being a Catholic.
I'm referring to Mark Edgington on Monday said he called a priest at the Church of the Ascension.
I didn't say what church it was.
Arizona. I guess that you do too much dope or you're just a pathological liar, Ian Bernard. How could you not remember that? That was 48 hours ago.
I don't know what church.
I don't know what the
Church of the Ascension is.
That's why you don't remember it.
James, you got to understand something. We're doing a radio show, okay? And not everybody who's listening to this show knows what was said 48 hours ago. I know that Mark said something about contacting a local church. I didn't know what the Church of the Ascension was, so I was asking for the point of clarifying for the conversation for the sake of the people who are listening that don't understand all the words coming out of your mouth because they don't have all the history. But considering you've already violated the new rules, you are now on a four-month ban. Thank you for the call tonight. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. It doesn't give me any pleasure to have to ban people from a show called Free Talk Live, but the rules are the rules.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the air. Bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. But if you keep calling about the same thing, we're going to have to put a rule on you that you can't keep calling about the same thing. So it's got to be, like, you know, something new in order for us to continue to be interested in you and for our audience to continue to be interested as well. It can be something new about something old. You know, it doesn't have to be current events, but it just can't be the same topic every single time you call. All right, so now we have, every now and then we have to make rules for this show. I don't like doing it, you know. I don't like having to tell people they can't say the F word or the S word, but you can't. And I don't like having to, you know, say you can only make one call per night, but we put that rule in because we want everybody to have a chance to call in and participate on the show.
Also, I mean, I must say I prefer to talk about sort of issues that affect the listening audience as opposed to, you know, one gripe that you have with one, you know, with a host about, you know, issue or whatever, some perceived, you know, damage that you feel in your mind occurred. I don't know.
Well, the good news is that's not going to happen now because that caller was banned for 4 months. It is very rare that we have to do this. Most callers are very respectful of the very few rules that we do have. Most callers are very appreciative of the fact that they are able to get on the air on Free Talk Live and literally bring up any topic that interests them because we don't put any kind of restrictions on screening phone calls here. Most people are grateful for the opportunity to get on national talk radio with whatever it is that they think is important. But every now and then, you get an ungrateful bastard. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick, and they can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Mark, what's some of the latest news from Dash Force News?
I really like this four hurdles to overcome before Dash is digital cash. And I think they mean ubiquitous digital cash here because it is digital cash. They talk about scaling and network upgrades, price volatility, and you know, those sorts of things. I think Dash is... it's pretty good tech, and it is really poised to move forward in this area. It's, you know... It's better tech than Bitcoin, and it's concentrating on being a currency as opposed to...
unlike Bitcoin, which is trying to get away from being a currency,
right.
Unfortunately.
Bitcoin Cash is certainly, you know, being a currency, and yep. we'll see how all this shakes out in the end. But I think that I think we can see that there's a lot of tokens coming out for a lot of things, and they're not currency. They're not intended to be.
So if you want to check out Dash, go to Dash.org and help them create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. So go to Dash.org and find out why. As we go to your calls and your thoughts, Ron is listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
So I just wondered why you guys are making it out like this cop's such a bad guy when he's doing his job. Like,
who?
That's the trick, the procedure, man. You can't break the law.
Oh, you're talking about the cop with the hot dog vendor?
Yeah. Like, me and my buddy, we go to work every day. You know, we have to have licenses to do what we do. So what makes him so special? Why doesn't he have to go through what we have to go through?
I think that what's in particular about this case that's upsetting to most is that this police officer...
not upsetting at all. If he's breaking the law, if he's breaking the law and the cops are enforcing the law, then they're doing their job. And so why are we upset about somebody doing their job?
That's I think what's upsetting about this particular issue is that...
you want to do. You can't just do what you want to do. You can do anything you want in this world as long as you have the right permit. But you can't...
are you for real?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
are you trolling, dude?
No,
do you really believe that? Are you really calling from Montana with this attitude? Because I thought people in Montana were more freedom-oriented.
Oh, we like freedom, but you can't just do things that you
it's
want.
It's not freedom if you need a permit, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's just, a permit comes from the word permission.
Yeah, you don't, you don't just...
freedom and permission aren't the same thing.
Okay, so if you have to have a license to perform a task or to have, you have to have a license for your radio station.
You don't have to have a license.
Have a license for radio shows.
Hold on. You don't have to have a license to cook hot dogs for people who want to buy hot dogs from someone who doesn't have a license. The only reason you have to have a license is because a man with a gun is going to show up and club you or shoot you or drag you into a cage.
In this case, take your wallet right out of your hand.
Do what he says.
Hot dog vendors. Come on.
What?
Seriously. You think the cops are just out there fleecing hot dog vendors?
Yes, that's exactly what happened in this video. A cop fleeces a hot dog vendor because he can.
Did he have a permit?
No. I don't care.
The police officer took his wallet out of his hand, went in his wallet, and took his cash. Don't you think that that's...
actually grab his wallet out of his pocket. He doesn't...
No, the man had the wallet in his hand.
The officer asked for him for his ID. He took out his wallet, where the rest of us keep our IDs, to give it... The police officer took his wallet out of his hand, opened the wallet, took the cash out. This is all on video. Our public servants... What appeared to be committing armed robbery, while another police officer stands by... And tells the videographer to step back at a safe distance. What's that, sir?
Did he have a gun to the guy's head?
No, he had a gun in his hip.
It was armed robbery. Did he tell him he was going to shoot?
Yeah, it's armed robbery. Yeah. If I go into a bank and I've got a gun on my hip and I say, put the money in the basket, you better believe they're going to charge me with armed robbery.
Are you originally from California?
Every definition of armed robbery.
Yeah, are you originally from California or something? Because, I mean, I thought people in Montana were way more freedom-oriented. You're an embarrassment to the state.
Whatever. If you come up here, you'll find a lot of guys that feel like you guys sound like a bunch of crybabies.
I'm the crybaby. You're the one who's saying,
you'd be crying if a cop took your wallet out of your hand and took the money out of it.
Ron, you're the one who called in to say that you've got your permit, so it's not fair that those other people who don't have permits are being able to do stuff without them.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to run a business if you haven't got a license for it. You shouldn't.
So what you're saying is, screw freedom. You're saying everybody should have to beg at the feet of some bureaucrat, you know, supplicate themselves and lay down a bunch of cash in order to be able to do what they want with their lives. That's what you're saying?
Say, if you fill out the right form and send them the money, you get to do whatever you want.
You ought to be embarrassed. If this is a real call, you should be embarrassed. Thanks for the call. Yeah. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
That was an embarrassment to Montana because the greatest libertarian cartoonist ever, Ben Garrison, is from Montana.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
What's the cartoon?
He just makes different social commentary cartoons. Look up GRR Graphic, G-R-R something, GRR Graphics, or just Ben Garrison on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Banger's great.
Thank you for the recommendation. Toll-free number here tonight. I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised somebody called in to defend licensing like that. I mean, it's just so pathetic. These poor, abused licensees, they've been so beaten down by the state, they truly believe that freedom is obedience, that freedom is supplication, that freedom is asking for permission. And anytime you ask for permission to do anything, you are not free by definition.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how the licenses work that, you know, in this particular instance, for the vending, but I can say that licenses are often held, and there's only a certain amount distributed. Like liquor,
that's true.
Licenses,
liquor limited numbers.
So you can't, at that point, a liquor license, you can't just go in and get one. You have to get one of the existing liquor licenses.
Yeah, exactly, and that means you got they're bid up in price because they're limited. More coming up here, 855-450, free. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button.
When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. We were just talking, actually, during one of the breaks with Daryl W. Perry from fpp.cc, one of our co-hosts here, talking about how we can kind of get our podcast out there some more. I mean, we've done really well getting on radio stations. We are primarily a radio show, but we have a podcast where internet listeners can download our program, you know, 7 nights a week, full 2 hours per night. We do a 3-hour radio show, but when you cut all the most of the commercials out and the news breaks out, you get 2 hours of solid audio content. And one thing that we never really do anymore that Daryl pointed out is we never really ask our podcast listeners for help. I mean, we ask you to, you know, visit our advertisers and all that, but we never actually do any kind of podcast awards voting, or we used to be like on Podcast Alley, which nobody cares about anymore. That nobody goes to that site.
No, the site's a ghost town, doesn't work even or anything like that.
But
we were number one for month after month after month on Podcast Alley.
And that was in the early days when podcasts were a new thing.
What about the Shorty Awards? Starting up the Shorty Awards?
I don't know what those are.
Oh, okay. But maybe it's for smaller podcasts. I don't know. I used to follow the Shorty Awards.
So it's a podcast award of some sort?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
If there's something out there, you know, that you want to, that you can help us with, then great. But specifically, what we're going to ask for is reviewing Free Talk Live. So if you are somebody who listens to our podcast and you use, let's say, iTunes to download, which most people who download the podcast use iTunes. Personally, I don't understand it. I can't stand iTunes. I think it's a behemoth of a program, and it's so big, and I don't know why people use it, but, you know, they do. And so that's where all the action is. That's where most of the people are. And maybe it's because you can listen to other things there, like your music or something like that. But
maybe it's because Apple's basically proprietary software, and they, you know, push people towards something like that as opposed to.
But I mean, if you have Windows, then most people don't have Apple.
People on Apple don't have Windows.
No, but what I'm saying is most people don't have Macs. You know, they have...
A lot of people have Macs, but you're right.
Most people do not have Macs in personal computing. That's more of a niche than anything else. I don't know what percentage of the market that they hold, but I bet you it's not more than a third. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe those numbers have been shifting. But iTunes exists on other platforms, so you can get iTunes for Windows. I don't know if it exists for Linux. It probably does. But there are other podcast clients out there. It's just that people know the name iTunes, so that's what they use. And in iTunes, there's a rating system. And we haven't asked for a rating from you in years. I mean, it must have been 5 years ago the last time we asked for this. So if you are a listener of Free Talk Live and you're listening through, let's say, iTunes or Stitcher or some other kind of platform system that has a ratings system in place, please take a moment, rate the show. You know, hopefully 5 stars, rate the show, and I think they let you actually write a short comment as well. So if they allow you to, in addition to rating it, to leave a nice comment about us, then please do that, because the more interaction rating type things the show can get, presumably the more likely other people who are on that platform, the iTunes or Stitcher or whatever, are going to see Free Talk Live and maybe sample us, because we might end up on like some sort of top shows list or recommendations or something.
Yeah, the comment probably should be informative as opposed to just sort of superlative, if that makes sense. This is a great show. Isn't probably as useful to somebody who might be looking for a podcast as saying something to the effect of, this is a libertarian-oriented call-in show. You, not only are the hosts libertarians, but they talk to people with whom they disagree, or something like that.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice idea.
You know, that it's not nice, it is factual. And
but it would be nice if somebody would write something like that.
Yeah, and I don't care whether it's iTunes or which platform you're listening, if you'd give us a, you know, whatever the comment or rating or whatever it might be on whatever the platform is.
Just take a moment, and, you know, it only takes you, like, I don't know, a minute or something to click the stars and leave a comment. And it could have a real good effect on us and possibly make it so more people might check out Free Talk Live. Because sharing us on Facebook, that's a great way to help, but we all know that Facebook throttles your posts. You know, if you've got 1,000 friends, you're lucky if 100 of them will see anything that you post. You're lucky if 20 of them are going to see it. So, you know, putting a star rating on the iTunes platform, they want their other listeners to know what other listeners like. And so if, you know, it's probably very rare that somebody does that just on their own volition. So that's why we're asking you for it. We're asking you to just take a moment and do that. So please rate us and review us on iTunes and wherever other platforms you might happen to be downloading and or listening to the show. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. John, and thank you, by the way, in advance if you do it, or if you already have done it, well, thank you for doing that. John, you're on Free Talk Live. You're calling from Philly.
Yeah, hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, actually, you answered a couple of questions. For one thing, I was calling about Dash, but I'll go ahead and check out Dash.org.
Great.
Another thing that I was calling about was Scott. I don't really want to call him the bigot. I don't really know him or whatever, but I've been listening to the show for about almost a year or whatever, and he calls
it
often.
Oh, he's a bigot.
The thing about guys like him is he's the type of person that wants to identify who's raping him rather than just get the rape to stop. Sort of, it's kind of ridiculous to me. He seems like that type of person. He always wants to talk about who's doing it rather than, if we got rid of the state, then we wouldn't really have to worry about any kind of conspiracy by the so-called Jews.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, sometimes Scott the bigot can see that, you know, the government's policies are bad, so he's definitely aware of that. But it's like you say, he blames one particular group, as though if all of a sudden tomorrow morning we woke up and every Jewish person had disappeared from the face of the planet, that all of a sudden the problems would vaporize. And it's ridiculous,
right?
Because people in search of power, exist across the globe. They are all kinds of different religions. They are all kinds of different, you know, colors. They're both genders. There's people, you know, everywhere that want to have power over others.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, and that's a thing that that's kind of a critique I have, really, of the Libertarian Party as a whole. Like, it seems like, it's a good party for freedom, but often it seems like they defend a lot of the, you know, everybody has the right to say what they want. Everybody has the First Amendment right to free speech. But a lot of the time it just seems like they alienate, like, say, the black and minority communities, which I'm a part of. You know what I mean? Because a lot of the time it just seems like a lot of libertarians are more concerned with your right to say stuff that's, like, pretty ignorant. You know what I mean? And that turns people off. I mean, at least with the Democrat Party, when they decided to start screwing over black people, like, you know, they said all the right things and they were nice about it. They weren't defending the right to, you know, when LBJ decided to turn the party over or whatever, they weren't sitting there, you know, dropping the N-bomb, at least out in public. You know, and then
I'm not sure what you're referring to. I'm a little bit lost on the critique of the Libertarian Party. Can you kind of explain?
It just seems like far too often, you know, and again, I defend everybody's right. Everybody has the right to say whatever. Like, I don't really consider.
Sure, they can say stupid things. Go ahead.
Right. But it seems like far too often, and maybe this is just, you know, the particular branch of callers or whatever. It just seems like, I don't know, they're more interested in defending their right to say, you know, for lack of a better term, racist stuff, rather than defending everybody's right to.
Now, is this something that the National Libertarian Party is doing? Because I don't know.
No. I wouldn't say that. You know what I mean? I'm not educated enough on that. Like, that's.
I'm sorry, John, to interrupt you, but I'm a critic of the National Libertarian Party. In my opinion, they are not principled. They, you know, have not been the fact that they've chosen Gary Johnson as their presidential candidate the last two terms, and prior to that, Bob Barr is proof of that. He's a terrible choice, and it's proof that the party's been infiltrated. It's proof that the party is not principled, and it's a shame. That's why I resigned publicly from the Libertarian Party. But it sounded to me like you were critiquing the Libertarian Party, but now you're saying you weren't critiquing the Libertarian Party. You're just critiquing libertarians or something. I'm a little confused.
I don't want to pretend to be an expert or anything. You know what I mean? I haven't looked into the Libertarian Party enough. It's just... I listen to a lot of the Alex Jones show. I listen to you guys.
Well, he's not a libertarian either, right? Well,
I call him
If he was anywhere near a libertarian at any time, he definitely isn't now.
No doubt about it. John, if you want, we can continue in moments here. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose, top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time maybe for you if you're already on the line with us in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out more of Vincent on Off the Air Live. That is a Saturday night show, although it's been on Tuesday nights for the last few weeks on LRN.FM. But you brought it back to Saturdays last weekend, Vincent, and hopefully it'll be back again this Saturday night as well. It is not a radio-friendly show because you say things that you can't say on the air, on radio stations, on Off the Air Live. So check it out, offtheairlive.com. Although you tell me Cody has yet to post the most recent show or two on that site.
So. Yeah, as far as I know.
So you're going to have to whip him into shape on that.
You got to listen for it at lrn.fm.
You have to listen live. That's the only way to do it, unfortunately.
Well, there's repeats of it.
There's at least one repeat of it, yeah.
Or, you know, fork over those donations so we get Cody motivated.
So there you go. Check it out, offtheairlive.com, as we go back to your calls and thoughts. Now, John is on the line in Philadelphia. John, I wanted to hold you over so you could clarify what it was you were saying. It seems like you're frustrated with the libertarian movement in general, because you mentioned the Libertarian Party, but then you admitted that you really didn't know what the Libertarian Party was up to.
Yeah, I didn't mean to make a sweeping indictment of everybody involved, you know what I mean? But there's, like, the dude Chris Cantwell or whatever, Cantrell, the guy involved down at, Cantwell. You know, just because everybody has a right to free speech, you know what I mean, doesn't mean that we should all just run around and say the most disrespectful crap. And
oh, I totally agree.
Especially in defense of the state. You know, I don't want to.
But Chris Cantwell isn't really a libertarian anymore. He's a white nationalist.
That's the terminology he uses.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can't be a white nationalist and be a libertarian because, you know, libertarian would be sort of anti-nationalist as it goes.
Right, right.
Well, I guess in theory you could be, right? Because the white nationalist people, they kind of want their own nation or whatever. And if they're not willing to use force on others aggressively, then technically that would qualify them as a libertarian.
If one wants to move someplace and set up their own little exclusive community, I, as a libertarian, support their right to do such a thing. I, however, as a libertarian, can also say that's not libertarian.
Very, but no, to be a libertarian means that you adhere to the non-aggression principle. That's all it means.
So
it doesn't mean that you're a good
person. Into your community, and they don't happen to be the particular ethnicity or religion or sexual orientation.
If it's private property and you don't want somebody on it, you have the right to remove that person from your private property. Look, this is one of the problems: is libertarianism is not enough. For as far as a set of values, as far as a set of life, you know, rules by which to live. It's just one of them. It's just the one that says you don't hurt other people. You don't aggress against other people. That's all libertarianism says. It doesn't mean you're not an a-hole or you're not a racist or you're not rude or you're, you know, whatever. And that's the problem with libertarianism is it doesn't go far enough to explain to people how best to,
interact. It's a baseline moral belief system, but not the, you know, like it's a foundation upon which to build one's belief system.
Right.
But, one may build a really crappy belief system on top of it.
Right. So,
as long as everybody follows the non-aggression principle, I mean, we'd go a lot farther as a society, I think. And
But the problem is it doesn't include kindness, right? Like, non-aggression just means that you agree to leave other people alone. It doesn't mean that
that
person's...
That's nice enough for me if somebody doesn't like me, as long as they don't talk to me.
I agree with you. But as far as like having a polite society is concerned, it doesn't go far enough. And I was informed by the chairman of the New Hampshire Libertarian Party, Darrell W. Perry, just a moment ago that Chris Cantwell is not a member of the Libertarian Party. Now, just to be clear, the Libertarian movement is much larger than the Libertarian Party. The Libertarian Party is just the political wing of the libertarian movement. So that's why we talk about other aspects of morality and, you know, peace and love and kindness and tolerance and, you know, inclusiveness on Free Talk Live, because it's important to do other things in order to have a functioning society. Just, you know, having the non-aggression principle is not good enough. And I think that's part of where your frustration is coming from, because the libertarian movement only really surrounds the idea of the non-aggression principle. But in order to have a good society, we have to, you know, take care of our neighbors and, you know, show compassion. And libertarianism doesn't address compassion, which is one of its problems, which is why I think that explaining libertarianism from a compassionate perspective is, I think, a very persuasive way to bring people, especially liberals and, you know, folks that value compassion openly, to bring them on board. I hope that explains some of where I was coming from, John.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to thank you guys, for real, probably the most informative as well as being extremely entertaining, shows on talk radio. I'm not just saying that because I call in or whatever. It really is cool.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
you taking my call.
Of course.
Come up and visit sometime, John.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And let's go on here. We've got Ann. She's on the line in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Ann.
No, it's Nancy.
I'm sorry, Nancy. I don't know how they got Ann out of that, but I apologize on behalf of our board operators who are overworked and probably underpaid. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, first I want to say this is a great show. You're factual and patriotic.
Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, we try to be at least factual. I'm not sure about patriotism.
People define patriotism differently.
They do.
And I like the idea of patriotism as a value that America represents. Please go ahead.
Thank you. At least you support our president, no matter who he is.
I do not. I'm sorry. Maybe you've never listened to this show before.
Oh, I have.
What show are you listening to?
K-Talk.
You're listening to K-Talks. Now, that's a radio station, and it's a great station. It airs Free Talk Live every single day of the week, I believe all 7 days live, which is awesome. It's one of the few, the proud. So just because you're listening to the same station doesn't mean that you're listening to the same show. So, you know, the station has 24 hours a day to fill. We are three of those 24 hours. We're libertarians. We believe in liberty, which means you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm others. And unfortunately, the presidents, all of them, in my lifetime, are not adherents of that particular belief system. The presidents want to tell you how to live. They want to force you to live the way that they say you have to live. And if you don't do what they say, they'll throw you in a cage. I have a problem with every single president in my lifetime.
Or they'll throw a hurricane your way, huh?
Huh?
Or they'll throw a hurricane at you.
I'm not really a believer in the whole weather modification theory. Is that what you're getting at there?
Yeah.
No, well, I have a documentary, and I could prove it.
And they haven't thrown very many hurricanes at us. We're in New Hampshire, and it's very rare that the hurricanes are going to make it up here. It's pretty rare. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been hit by hurricanes there in Bullhead City?
No.
No, probably not. So, I mean, anyway, there you go. Hey, Annie, thanks for the call, or Nancy, rather. Huh?
Hang on. I just wanted to see if you guys will talk about and discuss how the ice shelf dropped into the sea.
Which one?
In Antarctica.
Some of the, I remember that. That was from, like, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, a large ice shelf fell into the sea in Antarctica.
Could that be affecting the sea rise and all these weather problems?
When ice falls into the sea, yes, it affects the rise of you know, the ocean. You know, it's going to cause the ocean to rise.
The suggestion is that global warming is causing this.
I've got an interesting observation from a friend who's a captain down in Sarasota, Florida.
I don't think it's global warming. I think it's them drilling down there and causing a crack.
They're drilling
there.
I'm sure somebody has drilled something in Antarctica.
They're drilling samples.
What are they? What ice samples?
Ice cores.
Yeah, ice
core samples.
Okay. So you think it's the drilling. Other people probably think it's the global warming. Ultimately, you know, what do you want to do about it?
Head for high land. Come join me in the desert.
I doubt you're going to get flooded out in northern Arizona, but thank you for the call tonight, Nancy. Okay. I appreciate hearing from you. You're welcome to call anytime.
If anybody could discuss that idea.
Well, we just did, and thank you for the call tonight, but you're welcome to call another night.
Not enough.
You know, what do we know about it? I mean, we don't
I'd like
know
to tell this
it.
Story. A friend is a captain down in Sarasota, Florida, and she's been observing the tides for decades. Her mother has a house on the Intercoastal Waterway, and she says that, yeah, it's now like a... You know, it's inches higher than it used to be when she was a kid.
Uh-oh. Well, Florida's going back underwater if that's the case, because it used to be underwater a long time ago.
Yeah, we'll be fine here.
The other thing that J.P. Morgan CEO said was that currencies have legal support, it will blow up. So basically he's saying because the government isn't behind Bitcoin is why it's going to fail. I wanted to just share that with you because it's laughable. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. If you didn't get on tonight, thanks for calling in anyway. Call us earlier tomorrow. We'll see you then. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chaps, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.